6:53, fresh off her big win on ESPN's Around the Horn. First time you were on that show, too, right, Jen Latta? Sorry, hold on. Let's get you. There you go.
There we go. Very first time. Very exciting. I said yesterday when we had Adam Schefter on our show, that was a bucket list for me. I have been watching Around the Horn for 20-plus years. I remember being fresh out of college. I remember where I was sitting. I remember watching it and thinking, what a fun debate show this is. And Tony Reale and company have kept it going. It is a tentpole of the ESPN daytime programming, and I have wanted to be on it and finally got my opportunity. And guys, they asked me to come back.
Yeah, like, yeah, I knew they would.
Well, obviously, you're the winner.
Well, I mean, sometimes I think, like, look, you gave me 20 points at the beginning of the show. I was like, I can't hold on to this. And I narrowly squeaked one out. So, yes, I was very happy to have success on that. But more importantly, that they have invited me back.
Yeah, nice job. Looked really good. You sounded good. Sounded bright. So well done there. Nice job.
Fooled them all.
Hey, got to ask you about this. We have an update on this story.
Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, so Joey Chestnut, as we all know, was banned now from Nathan's hot dog eating contest on July 4th because he signed on with Impossible Foods. He's endorsing a vegan hot dog now, and that's, you can't do that if you're going to
Why?
Well, Nathan, that's a competitor.
Is it? Do people that drive Hummers all of a sudden go, you know what? Been driving this gas guzzler for a while. It's time to switch to a Prius. They don't. These are two independent consumer groups.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you, but Nathan said, hey, no, you can't do both. So they banned him. But now we have an update. This is fantastic. Two professional eating champs are finally going to settle their beef. Joey Chestnut is going to go, one-on-one with Kobayashi. Kobayashi's going to come out of retirement, and they're going to do a one-on-one hot dog eating contest on Netflix this September.
So let me get this straight. Joey Jaws Chestnut is in his prime. He is, he has been wrong.
Yes.
And then Kobayashi is like, I'm just going to roll up off the couch and I'm going to do this thing. Has Kobayashi been training? Is Kobayashi like, this to me feels like when one of those boxers just does the money grab.
Yes.
They haven't been fighting professionally for any sort of time recently, but they're like, you're going to give me a big payday. So I will go out there and fight this person who is clearly better than I am.
That is exactly what this is. And we are all going to watch. Actually, Mike posed a great question. Which will get more ratings? This September, unfinished beef, as they're calling it, or July 4th, normal Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship?
Great question. One of the things I would have posed to the panelists yesterday if I wasn't clunking my way through the final answer was, I will give $100. I will Venmo $100 to anyone who can tell me a single other competitor in the Nathan's July 4th hot dog eating contest.
Jeffrey Esper.
Is that someone?
Yeah.
You would have got $100
second place guy last year.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows anyone else who is in this field. Joey Chestnut is the champ. I actually saw a lot of similarities with that thing. I'm doing the handshake meme here in front of the camera with Caitlin Clark, right? Everybody's like, eyeballs of Caitlin Clark, and she's not on the Olympic team, but I digress. More people will watch the Netflix thing.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be anticlimactic because Joey will win by about 24 sausages and then we'll be done.
Yeah. How do you feel about competitive eating just generally speaking? Because Ted Perry, who I worked with for a very long time at Fox 6, would every year talk about how he felt it was in a display of gluttony and how there are all these people out there who do not have food and then we're out there just celebrating somebody who can house 50 hot dogs.
I don't know. I am indifferent on it. I don't stop my July 4th to watch it, if that's what you're asking, but I'm not disgusted by it. I'm not like, bah. I've never seen it live though. Maybe it's different if you saw it in person.
I feel like it'd be grosser if you saw it in person.
For sure.
But generally.
They dunk the hot dogs in the water.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
And then they become these soggy messes so that they can, like, swallow them down faster.
I think we say competitive eating. It's less eating and more of, like, I don't know what I would describe it as, but it's like not
stomach
eating.
Stretching, right? That's part of it as well.
They're training, like Jen said, so they clearly
I can't imagine
know.
Anything
Which, again,
worse.
Is why I will not be mad at Joey Chestnut for taking the $1.2 million to endorse Impossible Foods versus the training he would have to go through for, hear this, $200,000. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at math. It was my worst subject on the ACT last weekend. But even I know $1.2 million is better than $200,000.
Around the Horn champion ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
6:58.